Good morning and welcome to episode 7 of RVing Dads. This is Todd Muller sitting next to
Dustin Dinkins.
Coming to you this morning, we are actually going to talk about coffee. Wouldn't think there'd be enough information to talk about in a podcast for coffee, but there is. So that's what this episode's about. As always, we are brought to you by Full Time Families. Full Time Families is a great organization for those of you who are full-timing on the road with kids and children. Those of you who are thinking about it, and of course, those of you who just are those weekend warriors who get out there and camp on the weekend with your kids. Full Time Families has a whole lot of information available. Start by going to fulltimefamilies.com. You can also check them out on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, you name it, they're there. So take a look at them.
Well, it's early morning here. The sun is just peeked over the trees. There's still some dew on the grass. Todd and I are sitting outside around a cold campfire with coffee in hand. I'm drinking a nice warmly brewed cup of coffee, and Todd has looks like a double dose here of some black coffee this morning. And the children are still sleeping, so it's quiet. And just listening to the wind rustle through the trees. And coffee is the most important thing in our life at this moment.
All right, so I know coffee is super important to me, but how about to you, Dustin?
Well, Todd, coffee is very important. It helps me collect my thoughts in the morning and wake up and be prepared for children and the day. But actually, for full-timers, I think coffee is especially important because most campgrounds come alive in the morning. And it's important to get out and socialize with some of the other campers. And if you don't do it in the evening when the campfires are roaring, then it's doubly important to do it in the morning when the coffee pot's brewed. I notice most campgrounds that I've been to have free coffee in the morning.
They do.
And usually it's not very good, but...
I was going to say, it's usually pretty terrible.
It's pretty terrible, but it is a good place to go and socialize with other campers. You might meet other families, and just a good place to visit in the morning. But how about coffee shops, Todd?
Yes. I do love a good coffee shop. A lot of times when we're visiting a new town or we're just there as a tourist, I will seek out the local coffee shop, get myself a cup. My wife and my oldest daughter all drink coffee, so it's always a treat, and my two younger kids usually can find something sweet and really tasty at a coffee shop, too.
Gotta love a coffee shop. Tell me about your favorites.
So my favorites, it's hard to remember all the names. There's a lot of them. There's a little one in a little town called Scroon Lake, New York, called Higher Ground, that I'm particularly fond of. Whenever we're up in the Adirondacks, I do make my way over there. There's a lot of smaller coffee shops. How about you?
Yeah, the smaller the better, but there are some larger ones that are memorable. You know, not only do you have to find a little small, dingy Dunkin' Donuts in New England, I think that's a requirement, and the line has to be out the door.
Of course.
That means it's good. But I also like New Orleans. What about Café du Monde? That's not only about the coffee, but also the delicious sugary goodness of...
Yep. The atmosphere.
The atmosphere, yes, of course.
For sure.
And the original Starbucks, of course, in Seattle is mandatory.
I was going to say, you really can't talk about coffee without talking about Starbucks. Sometimes, especially on travel day, Starbucks is always nice because I know what I'm going to get. I know it's going to taste good. Ordering on the app is great. We have two vehicles. We have our tow vehicle, and my wife drives a minivan with a couple kids and the dog in it, and it's nice for us to be able to order ahead. She can zip into that Starbucks, pick up the coffee, and then we can meet at the next truck stop, and she can give it to me.
Oh, that's fancy. You know what really caught me off guard, Todd, as I was driving down the highway with my RV, must have been out west somewhere, and the sign said, rest area, free bathrooms, and then below it, it said, free coffee. Boy, I tell you, there's no better way to turn off the road than to see free bathrooms and free coffee.
Absolutely. And going back to what you mentioned with the Starbucks in Seattle, there's the original Starbucks in Seattle, and then they have a special reserve house. I'm not sure if you've been there, but...
No, I've not.
It's pretty neat. They have a couple of big roasters, and then they're actually roasting coffee there that you can buy and you can taste. They do samplers. So much like you would go into a bar and have a... or into a brewery and have a flight of beer, you can go and have a flight of coffee, you can have a flight of espresso, and it's neat. Not cheap. I did split my flight with my brother because it was... I think it was a little over $20 for four little tiny cups, but it was worth it.
Well, one of the reasons I like to go to coffee shops, besides the coffee, is donuts.
Ah, yes.
Yes, you can't really skip a good donut. Went to Hertz Donut. That's a really popular one. My kids love that because they just like punching their brothers and saying Hertz Donut. But, donuts, coffee. But, you know, why do we really visit coffee shops, Todd, as full-time RVers?
I was going to say the holy grail for full-time families or full-time travelers is...
Internet, Wi-Fi.
Yes. Free internet, free Wi-Fi.
And it's fast. Fast and free.
Yes. Sometimes when you travel, I'm sure it's happened to you, it's happened to me, where you're trying to get some work done and the internet is just dragging.
It is.
So when that does happen, I tend to pack up my stuff and head to the local coffee shop.
And it really doesn't matter what they're selling. They could be selling rocks. If there's free fast Wi-Fi, I'm going to go there and buy a rock. But thankfully, in this case, it's actually something we enjoy, coffee, right?
Yep, for sure. Well, coffee shops are great. They can get a little bit expensive when you're trying to buy stuff for a whole family, so... I know for me personally, I make most of my coffee at home. How about you?
Yeah, I do, Ted. I make most of my coffee at home. My last RV, I used a French press, a beautiful glass stainless steel French press. But one of my travel days, we were bouncing down the road, and at our destination, we found our beautiful glass French press was no more. So we then shifted to a Keurig, which was very handy, very fast. I love the instant gratification of a Keurig. Turns out you have to order a lot of those things, and we quickly ran out of those little Keurig cups, the disposable low waste ones. And so now we're just settled on a regular coffee pot. Because you know what's good about the low quality coffee pot? Is they're very durable.
Yes.
Because it doesn't matter if we leave it on the counter or throw it in the wherever when we're traveling, it seems to just survive. So we're using a regular coffee pot at this time, and pretty satisfied with it. How about you? What do you use?
I actually do use a French press. Mine has bounced around, but fortunately mine is just insulated stainless steel.
Oh, that's smart. See, we should take lessons from you. Insulated stainless steel. You heard it here first.
Right. So it can bounce around. I do carry a burr grinder so I can grind my coffee beans. And they go into the French press in the night. Normally we have an electric kettle, which is wonderful. We used to heat up all the water on the stove. And for those of you who cook on an RV stove, you know once you turn that stove on, your whole RV gets about 5 degrees warmer pretty quickly. So the electric kettle is nice. It lets me heat up my water fast and doesn't heat up the whole RV. But when we're boondocking, I don't need to use the electric kettle. I just throw some water in the pot on the propane stove, and 7 minutes later I have coffee. What about some other ways? I know when I was younger I used to go camping with my father, and he used a percolator, which is a kind of an old-fashioned way to boil your coffee beans into submission.
Yes, and I have when I first started RVing, we started my large family in a very tiny RV as a trial run. And we didn't have space for a coffee machine or a coffee pot, so I used instant coffee. And it turns the water black and gives it a flavor.
Right.
Yeah, I didn't stick with it long though.
I actually do carry a pour over when I'm in a pinch. I just need a cup real fast. I can do a pour over.
Is that messy?
Not too bad. It keeps it all together.
Living in an RV can be enjoyable. It can also be challenging to keep your coffee and keep your coffee machine safe. I store my coffee in a vacuum style, like a Tupperware container that has a vacuum press on the top. Seems to keep it fresh. Some days we'll have a moist environment and some days it's dry, but at least the coffee has a consistent storage. Where do you keep your coffee, Todd?
I wish I was as sophisticated as you are. Unfortunately, my coffee goes wherever I can fit it.
Okay.
Typically goes in the cabinet. I do a little clip I put on the top to try to keep it contained so it doesn't get damaged due to the weather.
If you drink it fast enough, it doesn't matter.
That's right. Yep.
What about your coffee machine?
I do keep my French press and my electric kettle under my kitchen sink in the cabinets. Seems to keep it safe under there. Doesn't bounce around too much.
It's good for travel days there?
It is. Yep, it's good for travel days. Actually, it's a modification. My kitchen cabinets were actually little tiny drawers when I bought the RV. They were about, I don't know, a foot wide by about 3 inches tall. Couldn't really put anything in there, so I ripped them all out, put a cabinet door on the front of it, and now it's a gigantic expanse where I can store all kinds of stuff.
I think we're going to need a picture of this, Todd. RVing dads, destroying kitchens to store coffee.
There you go. I'll put up on RVingDads.com.
I think that's real life here. Now, I store my coffee pot right on the counter. It's a rather big counter in this RV, so we have to use that real estate, so we put it right front and center, easy to use. The challenge is, travel days, it would just immediately fall off when we hit our first pothole. So we store it usually either on the floor or we'll throw it in the shower. The shower is kind of our safe place for large equipment, whether it be an Instapot or a coffee pot. Can't bounce around too much.
Perfect. Well, I think we've covered all the basics except the coffee bean, right?
Yes.
So how about you? I know I have a particular method of choosing my coffee, but what about you?
Well, Todd, my favorite method is to go to our favorite grocery store, Aldi, and look for the cheapest coffee I can find, buy the largest quantity I can find, and then immediately check out.
Excellent.
How about you?
I do tend to buy a lot of local coffees from local coffee shops. If they have a bag available, I may buy it. I mentioned earlier, I do carry a burr grinder, so I like to get whole beans when possible. But my go-to is Amazon, which that's probably a whole episode in itself, talking about Amazon and what they do for full-timers. But
you mean that bookstore?
The multi-purpose bookstore. They have a big 40-ounce bag of Starbucks French Roast at a fairly good price, and sometimes they have a container of two of them packaged together. So I typically have those sent to all the campgrounds I go to ahead of me, so they're there when I arrive.
Nice. Well, coffee is one of those very important topics. Not only is it a way to wake up in the morning and keep you fresh, but it's also a way to socialize with other campers. Seems to be that thing that binds us as RVers. Thanks for joining us here today. As always, RVing Dads is brought to you by Full-Time Families, the RVing community. Check them out at fulltimefamilies.com. But if you need to contact Todd or I, feel free to email us. I'm Dustin at RVingDads.com.
And I am Todd at RVingDads.com.
And of course, our website at RVingDads.com. We look forward to receiving any comments or questions you have. Help us create some information for the next podcast. So we look forward to your feedback.
Yep. And we should probably mention Facebook. We have RVingDads.com is available on Facebook, so check that out as well. So I think that brings us to the end of our episode on coffee. And it's getting a little bit later here, so I got to get to work. And I know my kids are going to be getting up soon, so we got to get ready for that. So we hope you found some value in this podcast, if only for entertainment.